what, you just came out of, you know, your mum and just started putting them on yourself straight away? You had no nappy period, just 28 years of underwear.
Yep. There's been many drunk nights where I've gone to the toilet and left, like, washed my hands, and then as I'm leaving, you get the dribble down your leg. Like,
oh!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 15 of Jam and the Big Fella. This is the big season finale. It's come to an end.
It has. You know, it was up in the air for a while, deciding whether we stay or do we go.
Should we stay or should we go now?
The truth is, as much as we'd love to just stay, the offer is too good to refuse.
The offer? Tell me, what offer are you talking about?
The offer to go and move to a new program.
To a new network?
A new network, new sponsors,
new sponsors.
Segments, and the same talking shit. Well, different.
Different talking shit. Same people talking
same
shit.
Same people talking shit.
Yeah. We're
different shit. Same.
This is going to be the... This is season two. We've done... This is our second complete season of our podcasting careers.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much where we started.
Yep, exactly where we started. No, that's not true. We've got a few, quite a few listeners now.
Oh yeah, we do.
We are moving to a new platform,
which
starting maybe in a fortnight or two.
Potentially depends how long our mid-season
break is.
Break goes for. It's undecided.
Apparently, we're having a break. So
we might be, we might not be.
You might not be, you never know.
It's just gotta, you
know. That's the fun of Jam and the Big Fella. You never know what's gonna happen. Are we gonna announce to people what we're doing, or are we just gonna wait and
no, we might just release teasers.
Really?
As
we have teasers?
No, not yet, but we might. There's so many possibilities that may happen.
Yep. Alright, and I'm keen to explore them all.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, I guess we're going to end this one with our final high five of this season two pretty soon. I haven't got much planned.
We're getting straight into it.
No, we don't have to get straight into it. Oh, I want to talk about, once again, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, viewers, people that stream through our Periscope account.
Particularly our Chinese viewers or listeners, sorry.
We don't have any of those. We've got heaps of
German,
US.
British.
Maybe.
Ashley LP.
Ashley LP?
Yeah. She's a big Periscope fan.
Oh, she's one of ours. We, again, in no way, shape, or form condone anything that was mentioned by the abortion in last week's abortion cast.
I haven't even listened to that episode because
I had to listen to
being
it.
Being there the first time was bad enough.
We just really need to stress that. We've had no blowback on it. Touch wood.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't come back and bite us in the ass.
Yeah, we had to... Half the reason we've had to move networks is because we were fired from the last time.
Well, technically we weren't fired. We were forced to leave.
Yeah, it happens.
So
that's just when you have like a loose cannon on you know, on the program, you don't know what to expect. You don't know what they're going to say.
That'll never happen again.
It's just, look, it's what you love and hate about him, so you sort of take the good with the bad.
Yeah, but sometimes, I suppose we did, like, we had to deal with the abortion all last episode, but he made us hamburgers and wings, which were pretty good.
They were. Much appreciated.
Yeah. So let's just, I don't know, this is going to be a real short episode. I don't want to do a lot of editing on this one if I can avoid it.
Let's just get into the high five. I feel like it's my topic this week, and I feel like it's one that may, you know, go for a while, just because it's going to, you know, I don't know, bring about quite an interesting conversation.
It could be if we had, I know the topic.
Elaborate on.
Okay.
So basically this topic was inspired by a number of things. The first thing being Little Dicky. If you haven't heard of Little Dicky, you know, Google him, jump on YouTube, see his video clips. Little Dicky was introduced to me by David Murphy, because Murphy stumbled across this really hot girl in some video clip.
What was her name? Do you remember?
I don't remember her name, but she's freaking smoking.
Yeah.
And then he does what he does. Like, you know, Googles her, finds out what else she does, where else he can find her. Stalker. And I'm very proud of him. And then he stumbled across another video clip being one of the Little Dickies, and it was hilarious. So then he, you know, got sidetracked and started checking out Little Dicky and found out that he's a pretty funny man.
He is a very funny little
dude. His video clips are hilarious. And so he told us about it. And, you know, there's a number of clips that we've stumbled across since then that have thoroughly entertained us. So one of his songs in particular, called White Dude, inspired me a little bit.
And white guy?
White guy. Is it White Guy?
Yeah.
White Guy, sorry. And the other thing that happened is I went on a date. And it's been a while since I went on a date. I don't want to get too much into that
now,
but I think when I introduce the topic and the things that actually made my list, you'll start to, you know, imagine how that date went for yourself, particularly with my number five on the list. So what I've done is I've listed my top five reasons that I love being a guy.
It's such a good topic.
The top five reasons I love being a guy. And I've tried to keep this list as unbiased as possible because obviously I am a guy. So it'd be pretty weird if
I feel like you can't make this list if you're not biased. No, you have to be biased.
No, I know. It's obviously biased, but I've tried to remove the things that are really clearly biased, right? I've tried to include things in the list that girls couldn't argue with.
Did you
you know what I mean? Like, girls would have to acknowledge that. Like, yeah, I kind of wish I could do that. Or, that's kind of a positive for being a dude.
Is one of them involve a tree?
Well, yeah. But no, there's some really logical ones, but it's interesting. Like, you know, most of our listeners would be guys, I'd say.
I'd say. We've got a couple of 1%.
So I've tried to keep my list in a way that, like, even the few female listeners that we have won't be like, oh, you're a dickhead. They'll actually be like, yeah, I'm kind of jealous. So
we don't want to make them jealous. We want to embrace them. Well, once again, we are
being a guy. It is very good being a guy. Yeah. And these list items are just a few of the ones that just emphasize just how good it is being a dude. And number five, tied in with my date and also tied in with Little Dicky's lyrics, is that I don't need to false advertise. All right, so what I mean by that, I'll elaborate briefly.
No, because this does happen to women as well.
No, it's not a harsh thing. Mm. You got to remember the media, you know, social media, you know, digital, like, you know, magazines, TV.
Yep.
Women are portrayed in a very, not a stereotype, but there's a lot of pressure to look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of your size, ethnicity,
yep.
You know, age, whatever, there's more and more pressure to not only look good for guys. If anything, the rise in pressure has come from looking good amongst your peers or amongst other women, right? And women are more judgmental of women than guys are of women, I think, these days, which is...
Women are more judgmental
of women. Girls will look at a girl and go, oh, look at her makeup, or what is that dress? And vice versa, oh my God, I love your dress. Who did your makeup? It looks so good. We don't think about those things. We're either like, oh, you look hot or you don't.
Right? Is this us talking about girls?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So what I mean by false advertise is it has become very clear to me that women are very, I don't want to say artificial because it sounds horrible, but...
Superficial?
Superficial. That still sounds horrible. But the fact that you... need to go into a Macy's store in
America. Oh, here we go.
I don't want to get into that. That's a side note. But makeup is a big deal.
It is.
Now, the reason I say that we don't need... The positive of not false advertising is, A, we don't have to go to the effort to apply makeup every day. We don't have to worry about, you know, having a million pairs of shoes that match a million outfits and, like, the expense that comes with those things.
Yep.
Like, it's a lot cheaper to be a guy, I would think, in general, right? And what you see is what you get in most of the cases, right? It's not a case of, not that I've had this experience, some of you might be getting a bit carried away with how my date went, I didn't, you know, go home with her or anything like that, but you see in movies...
She technically went home, took you home.
You see in movies that, you know, what, you know, have a few drinks and the next day you wake up and the makeup is smudged and all, you know, gets removed and it's not the same. And the
it's completely different.
Certain bras accentuate certain areas to a point where they are.
That is my biggest love-hate relationship.
Like
you could possibly think of.
They look big one day and then you realize that they are almost non-existent. It's very confusing. So in a way, this is almost, I don't want to do this, but it's almost bordering on a negative being a guy for this reason, because it's, you know, a bit misleading. But
you get what you see is what you get.
Yeah. Well, that's why, that's the way I wanted to look at it in this list.
Yep.
It's a lot simpler being a dude.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go to as much effort to look good because we don't really care that much.
A little bit of a spanner in the works here. You know who invented makeup?
No. Man. A guy? That's fine.
Ancient Egyptians. The pharaohs would wear makeup to...
To actually wear themselves.
Yeah, the males would wear makeup to show their importance in their royalty.
Go. Anyway, so that's my number five on my list.
Good start, by the way.
Thank you. Number four might offend a few people, but it really shouldn't, because in my opinion, it's just a fact. All right. Guys are intrinsically stronger.
Intrinsically.
Like naturally stronger. And what I mean by that is, well, not just, we don't need to look muscly, but like boys versus girls in the schoolyard, boys are more athletic. In general, there are exceptions, right?
Okay.
There are the fat boys that aren't as athletic as like the really sporty girl, right?
Yeah.
I know there's exceptions, but I'm talking about on an average scale, you would see like strength, you know, not necessarily speed, but just I'm looking at strength here.
Yep.
You know, the girls might struggle to open that bottle or something like that, and the boy comes along and can do it, right?
Just like you struggle to open up your jam?
Yeah, oh, that was just a story. It's just like I feel like being a guy has been a little bit easier growing up, just from the added strength that you have naturally. I'm not saying there aren't girls that are stronger than me.
What I'm doing right now. I'm going to find, like, there's a couple of girls that I follow on Instagram purely because I like their gym routine.
Yeah, and that's not my point. But think about how hard they've had to work to get that strong.
I'd be happy with a body like that.
Yeah, that's fine. And these girls, there's a lot of girls that are stronger than me, but they've had to work hard. Like, you know, I've been lazy, you know, quite a lot. A lot of my life I've been lazy. Like, you know, I think of Murhi and Danielle. Like, Murhi's just, you know, as lazy. Murhi's more lazy than me. Murhi's right?
Much.
But there's just a natural strength that comes with being a guy.
Yep.
You know, and I feel like it's useful in life.
Do you think that Murhi could beat Danielle in an arm wrestle?
Yes. Yes. Definitely. That's some.
Do you think if Danielle started... Oh, wait, well, I mean...
Murhi could definitely beat Danielle in an arm wrestle, and it's not meant to offend. It's not. I just feel like, in most cases, again, it's not a, you know, set in stone rule, but I think in most cases, a guy and a girl, same age, right, same approximate size, if they had an arm wrestle, the guy would win.
All right, let's go through the couples. Would Nikki beat Nick in an arm wrestle?
No chance.
Would Candace beat
Dad? But hang on. The Nikki and you thing is a bad example, because Nikki, A, is younger than you, two, is like a tenth of your size.
Yeah.
So you'd have to find a girl your size, approximately your height, arm wrestle.
What about that? You would still win. What about that Asian girl that's always doing legs at the gym with us?
You would beat her.
You reckon?
Yes.
She's pretty ripped.
I know that, but I just feel like you're stronger.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I know there's exceptions to the rule. I'm talking about in a general sense.
Yeah.
I'm much happier that I grew up being a boy than being a girl, because I would have been like, Mom, can you open this for me? Dad, can you open this for me? A lot more than I did. I'm not saying I didn't do that. There was a lot of times where I needed Dad to open the jam. But,
you know. The hot jam?
But most of the time, if I went to Mom and said, Mom, can you open the jam? She tries, and then she'd like, get your father to do it. So it just justifies my point.
Would Candace be able to beat Daphne in an arm wrestle?
That's the only one that's potential. Nah, you wouldn't. She wouldn't.
Dad's been doing push-ups and sit-ups.
Oh, he's ripped now.
I said to him, like, he tensed last night, and I go, you've been doing it for 3 days. He's like, yeah, do you know? I'm like, you've got no muscle mass. Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, so that's number four on my list.
Go. Give me number five.
Number three.
Wait, number three.
I'm going up, counting up. Right? The third most, you know, relevant or most, you know, appreciative point that I have on here is that I ain't a seahorse. And what I mean by that is...
Oh, God. You know,
do you know what I mean by this?
Yeah, you don't have to carry your pregnancies.
When it eventually gets to that point where I settle down and want children, I don't need to go through child labor.
You could pack a bag and leave if you didn't want to be involved.
As stressed as the woman will be, and it will stress me out as well. And you have to, like, go to that extra effort to, you know, relax them, make them feel good.
I was going
to
say.
At least I'm not the one carrying or getting fat to the point where I can't walk properly.
Yeah.
And then the worst part is when you're actually giving birth. Have you seen pictures of when a kid is coming out? Like, yeah. It's
seen a birth.
It's scary. It's scary. And I'm very appreciative that, you know, I'm appreciative of the woman who has to go through that.
Yeah.
And, you know. Bring much love, but at the same time, I'm not going to lie. I'm glad I'd rather you than me.
This list, we've gone through three of these five things, and it's just like women got fucked up.
Oh, they did.
They got the worst deal.
They did.
Let's finish the list before we continue.
That's what I mean by this. That's like Little Nicky's lyrics.
We can run. He can run a 7-minute mile. He can adequately defend himself.
Yep.
He doesn't get emotional in a movie.
Yeah, the list goes on. I think maybe we should just
play this on.
He won't sue us for copyright.
No, I think I have to play this on.
At the end of this, you know, we just play it.
Like, the whole song? That's yeah, our,
right. At least the chorus. We'll just like play out.
I'll just play the whole song.
Anyway, so, yeah, I'm not a seahorse. And for those that don't know, the male seahorse is the one that like gets pregnant. All right. So what I mean by that is, human males don't, so it's a good deal. And yeah, I wouldn't want to be walking around like even like your work, yeah, you have to go on maternity leave, which, you know, at least you get paid for it, but like, it's just inconvenient, really. It is number two. Buying underwear is much easier. Like, it's half as easy. Like,
you know your size?
I can walk around in my underwear and literally be half naked. Like, I feel like half naked is not true in the case of a woman because, you know, there's still a top on there.
Yeah.
Like, and not only is it the fact that I don't need to buy bras, but it's the amount of effort that goes into buying bras. Like, it's not as simple as, like, I'm going to go and buy some jocks, you know? Like,
for you?
Yeah, for guys. Like, it's so much easier for guys. We don't even buy half of our underwear. The gifts, like, it's like a standard gift that you give to people if you're a family member.
I haven't bought jocks and socks in 15 years. I bought socks in the day.
I bought some underwear, but not much. Most of the time, it's gifted.
Remind me to show you the plastic bag, so I've got up on
my... Do you ever get, like, usually people have a good idea of the type, the style that you like to wear, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't... Like, don't get me wrong, like... There was that pair of underwear that Murphy bought back for me. I don't wear those. Like, it was a gag.
Why? You should wear them.
They're not comfortable.
He got double XL and they were... It's a small.
It makes me feel massive down there. Like, it's got, like, the sewing. It's like for a little pin. Like a pin dick. It's an Asian pair of underwear. And... It's just not comfortable, and also it's not my style. It's like it's a bit cheeky.
The boy shorts.
Like, yeah, a bit like, yeah. Anyway, so we're not very fussy, right? Whereas women, you know, someone could buy them a bra and go, "That's ugly. I'm not wearing that," even if it was the right size. So then there's the matching thing. Like, oh, I can't just go and buy like briefs because I need a bra that matches it.
No, I think you're wrong about that.
You reckon?
Yeah, just from personal experience, a lot of the time it's not matching.
Fair enough.
If it is matching, generally it's for a reason.
You're talking from perspective of a girl who's been with a boy for 7 years.
Yep.
So you're probably well and truly over the honeymoon period in that situation.
Exactly why I have authority to talk on about this.
Oh yeah, I know.
Is that what you're trying to get at?
No, I'm just saying, like, single girls probably go to a bit more effort to like keep it.
That's why I said that disclaimer. If it is matching, it's generally for a reason.
Oh yeah. No,
so if a girl is going out and they are wanting to potentially welcome a suitor.
Potentially welcome a suitor.
They might match if they are not interested or just out with the girls or a bit of a yeah party.
They might just may not even wear a bra.
I doubt that, but yeah.
Regardless, like our underwear drawer would have a lot more space, or we probably only need one, you know, drawer as opposed to they
one pair of underwear.
A whole closet of underwear. It's just unnecessary.
And it's one less step I have to take in the morning to getting ready. I don't have to put on bra and underwear. I have to put on underwear.
It's complicated. How do you reach the back like that?
Oh, dude, you know how to put on a bra? I'll teach you. You do from the front and then you spin it around and put the hoops in.
It's just convenient, I feel.
You just slip your jocks on. Sometimes I put my underwear on and don't use my hands. I just flick them up.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. It is. 28 years of doing it. In practice.
Then, what, you just came out of, you know, your mum and just started putting them on yourself straight away. You had no nappy period, just 28 years of underwear.
Yeah, and not even using my hands.
Anyway, number one, the best, like the number one reason why I love being a guy. And I feel like it's not a debate. You can't argue against this.
Yep.
Whether you're a man, woman, or something else, it's just, you know, non-negotiable. Peeing standing up. The number one reason why I love being a guy. Why? Well, A, you're busting to go to the toilet last night. Oh, dude, God. I need to go. What do? I just pull over. Where do you go? You just go to an alley, whip it out, aim away from you. You know, you get enough room to, like, you might even find, like, a little bush that you can aim it so it goes on the other side of the bush to avoid backsplash. It's just so much control.
Oh, yeah, put that down.
Like, orange is the new black, right? There's, like, this episode where, you know, one of the characters has, like, she tries to pee on, like, in a certain spot. Like, on purpose to, like, you know, like peeing on a lemon tree.
Are we giving away a
spoiler? It's not a significant spoiler, right? And she's peeing into a funnel just so she can aim it.
It's called a shoe wing.
Yeah, but, again, inconvenient. Like, you know, it's just...
They brought their
mouth. The whole squatting thing, like, I've been out drunk, you know, not drunk, with people that are drunk. No, I've been drunk before. But, you know, and, you know, a girl's needed to pee and then... She couldn't hold, so she goes behind a bush to squat.
Yeah.
Instantly, she's judged by not only the guys, but the girls. Oh, my God, I can't believe you're squatting in the middle of a bush.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. And, like, guys, it's like, perfectly acceptable.
It is.
You just go pee on a tree. And public toilets, it's not just about peeing in nature. Public toilets, I really would not want to sit on a public toilet unless I absolutely have no choice.
I had no choice last time.
I know you didn't. And that's fine.
And delightful. Really? Felt clean. It's like no one had ever been there.
Well, you went to a nice place.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But you don't always, like, especially if you're at a club or a bar and it's like a highway toilet in there, in that bathroom, where as soon as someone, like, gets out, someone else is in.
Ready to go.
Like, where did we go last night? The black...
Penny Black. Did you go to the toilet there?
I did, just to pee, and, you know, it smells bad, people can't aim.
Piss everywhere. Yeah,
piss everywhere.
Just, can we just teach the males to just get some accuracy out
of it? I guess that's drunk. The one negative, that people can't aim, but, that's not the point. But even though it's messy, you can get around it, you know? Like, I don't need to touch anything except myself.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, sometimes you don't have to, you can just, like, you know, lean it on your underwear strap and use your underwear strap to, like, guide it. Have you ever done that?
What?
I don't know. I feel like I've done that before.
You're peeing with, like, no hands?
Yeah, kind of. Like, you just lean on the wall.
Yeah.
And you just, like, have it, like,
So you have your underwear strap tucked under your ball. Your underwear strap
is, like, supporting it.
Under your ball or over your ball?
Over, like, my balls, under my cock.
So between the shaft and the nuts.
Yes. But you kind of... It's not tight. Like, you're holding it with the other hand. But you guide, you know, just guiding it.
What are you doing? Dude, just hold your dick.
Try it.
I feel like I wouldn't have control.
Oh, you do, surprisingly. You do. It's not, like, necessarily, like, the, you know, the start to finish kind of technique. It's kind of like you're well and truly hitting the right spot. Mm-hmm. You're midstream. Just want to relax a bit. It's like... Ease the tension on your fingers.
See, I get too concerned. Like, I need to have, like, my dick right out, because if I don't, have it right out, then the problem is when I tuck it back in after, it's like, I feel like it pinches off the shaft a bit, and then as soon as you tuck back in, you're like, you get that dribble down your leg.
Yeah, you need to.
I need to have it right out, and then like
a
couple of kegels almost.
Yeah, can I just get that little last little bit out? Yeah.
There's been many drunk nights where I've gone to the toilet and left, like, washed my hands, and then as I'm leaving, you get the dribble down your leg. I'm like,
you know that problem that you have there is from a man that wears loose fit boxers.
I do.
You know, so,
but the thing is,
you're tight fit ones are supporting it. Like,
so it holds a dribble?
Yeah.
But that's how you get UTIs.
Yeah, but the idea is not to have dribble in the first place.
But that's what I'm trying to say to you. Like, I don't, because I take my dick right out pretty much and give it a good little kegel and then push out.
I'm pretty sure
what I'm saying is sometimes if I'm drunk.
Drunk changes everything.
If I'm drunk, then there has been nights where I've gone pissed and then you just feel like a cold drip down your inner thigh.
Cold.
Of your jeans. It's
too warm.
You know, by the time it gets down there, it's. Yeah,
good times.
That was good. But I like that list.
I feel like that list, you can't argue with it. You can argue with the order. You could probably throw some extra bias things in there.
Why else is it good to be a guy?
Because girls are hot.
Yeah, why is it good? We get to look at hot girls. Yeah, I agree. That's probably another good reason. We get to...
Girls would argue against that and say that guys are hot.
Well, they could also argue against that and saying that, yeah, girls are hot, so what? We can play with girls as well.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty happy I'm not into guys.
Pretty happy I don't have to suck dick.
Yeah, you don't need to get that specific.
No, I think I do.
I don't feel like, you know, we may have a percentage of gay community that listen to our show.
That's fine, but your
sexual orientation preference is, you know, not an issue.
No.
We are... not discriminatory, we're accepting, but we're also appreciative, which is one of the key themes that comes through Little Dicky's song. He's not saying it's not only about the benefits of being a guy, it's about being a white guy.
Okay.
So he also touches on the benefits of
being
a part of the majority as opposed to a minority group. And he's not discriminating, it's not his intention. It's just being...
He says it all in the song, which we're going to end this episode a bit now, so I hope everyone... gets a bit of little dicky in him.
In your ear holes.
Before the song kicks right into you. I just want everyone to know that once again, Jan the Big Fella will be back with season 3. We, again, no way, shape, or form condone any of the comments that were made by the abortion. If you were offended, we are happy for you to get in contact with us. We'll give you his details and you can vent your frustration directly to him.
Or what really annoys him is if, like, you go over at night and there's mist on the car.
Draw so many little dickies.
Just draw little or big
dickies
all over his windows.
Get on our Twitter account. We're going to start activating that a little bit more, I think. And enjoy some little dicky right now. We'll see you guys in a fortnight or so. Stay tuned.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless. You can't even want to wait to boy, because the way I'm living life is a motherfucking joy. On some grown man B.I. I could have been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world, but I'm rolling with the top back. I ain't got to worry where the cops at. I ain't got to wear a fucking bra strap. Me and the crew are really doing everything that we like to. Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude. Yeah, I'm living good up in this bitch. Diggy rolling around the city, blowing good up in that weird. I ain't black or Dominican, not Hispanic or Indian. So imprisonment is not a predicament I envision for a white boy. Holla at your motherfucking kite boy. Higher than a motherfucking kite, it's aight, boy. They ain't suspicious of Jews. I show contrition, it's cool. Slap on my wrist, get my daddy to choose. One of them top lawyers that be rolling around in this crew. I'm eating chopped soy and balling on a carnival cruise. That's what I do, kid. Happy that my name ain't stupid. Dave could have been Daquan with a few kids. But now I'm farting over eating the meals. If I ain't got a theme party, I don't be a goodwill. I'm Dennis Payne, tennis playing, smelling on some Cabernet. And I ain't gay, but if I was, everything would be okay. Look, I know I'm being kind.
understanding in my rhymes, but my premium channels mean Tyler Perry's never live. Getting tickets, they sick, I sit at the Eagle 45, where I'm eating when I'm high, where they eat at to survive.
Food checks, they ain't even wanna wait the boy, cause the way I'm living life is a motherfucking joy. I'm some grown man B.I. I could've been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world, but I'm rolling with the top back. I ain't gotta worry where the cops at, I ain't gotta wear a fucking bra strap. Me and the crew are really doing everything that we like to.
Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude. Yeah, it's little D, I ain't this bitch. How happy that I'm white, but relieved I ain't a chick. Yo, I never wake up and have to cake on my makeup or straighten hair. I ain't giving a damn, I'm wearing whatever I wanna in this motherfucker. They up in heels and tummy tucking, they don't grub except for taking them pills, for real. And now I'm bleed shit, I ain't gotta eat dick. I ain't bleeding about my penis, smoking the weed. I don't fall asleep because I'm chiefing in disagreements. I participate without weeping, and when I'm freaking, I'm getting dabs, high fives, and all that. My raps going up, and the best hoe is slut. So what up, your boy cut up, but eat butter. And I ain't gotta speak to my mother to still love her. And I've been getting better looking with age, but like I can get who he deserves with a horrible face.
I mean, y'all seen Seal, right? That dude scarred the fuck up and dating like models and shit. And I bet like Adele's gotta date somebody who works at like AT&T.
I go on dates and never have to worry about getting raped. And I watch a game and never have to worry about how it's played. And I meet a babe and never have to act deliriously faking. If I impregnate, I can pack a bag and be on my way. But good luck, girl.
You ain't even wanna wait to boy, cause the way I'm living life is a motherfucking joy. I'm some grown man, B.I. I could've been a girl or any ethnicity up in the world, but I'm rolling with the top back. I ain't gotta worry where the cops at, I ain't gotta wear a fucking bra strap. Me and the crew are really doing everything that we like to. Man, it's a damn good day to be a white dude.
Yeah, I'm happy as fuck, man. First off, I'm a dude, so there was a 1 in 2 chance of that sucking. But now, I can run a 7-minute mile. I can defend myself adequately. I can be logical. I can get along with my roommates, watch serious movies without being scared by them. And then on top of that, I'm white, which is like amazing because everybody naturally assumes I'm a great person. I get a fair shot at the life that I deserve. I mean, I can underachieve my way into any college in the country. I get my hair cut at a salon. People always hold the door open for me, which is nice. I never have to get into a fight, like, for social purposes. And please don't take this as me just disparaging black people. Ain't about that. It's about me being happy that I'm white, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I mean, truthfully, being Mexican would probably be the worst if I were to... I mean, I don't really have a tangible reason behind that. It's just me spitballing. But on that note, can someone explain to me why Fat Joe and any other person of Hispanic descent is allowed to say the N-word? I mean, I guess it's unrelated, but, like, that shit don't make any sense. I've been thinking about that shit a lot. Because, I mean, if I could say the N-word, like, it would really help my rhyme scheme out. It's, like, the perfect filler word.